getting closer to God, getting closer to Him. And we're going to look at a few different ways, different things regarding getting closer to God. We see we're going to start here in James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. It says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me as I preach. Lord, help us all to have a desire to get closer to you, have a closer walk with you. Lord, please help me, Lord, as I share what you laid on my heart for this evening. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The idea of getting closer to God as Christians, I think if we ask for a show of hands, who'd like to be closer to God? I think we'd all probably raise our hands. And we all should have that desire to get close to Him. But the thing is, we're going to see a few things tonight that will help. If we do them, that will help us to get closer to Him. You know, it's one thing to, as you can, the first of the year, say, "Well, I'm going to go on a diet." You know, and I've said that maybe a time or two. But you know what? It's one thing to say it. There's one thing to say, you know, whatever that resolution may be. You can say it, but until you kind of put it into practice and get a plan of what you're going to do to push towards that goal, you know, as many times with the resolutions, you can take out your list and just scratch the date and change, you know, make it the next year. And why would that be? Because basically, you had good intentions, but you didn't do anything to press forward on that goal. But the thing is, we can be closer to God. And there's a few things that I'm going to share with you tonight that can help you get closer to Him. We see first, the first way would be by praying to Him. By praying to Him. I think this kind of goes along with Sunday school also a little bit here. We need to pray. The importance of prayer. In Mark chapter 11, it says, "What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." The idea that we need to pray. We need to pray, spend time in the Lord in prayer with the Lord. And we, you know, prayers, I think Sam mentioned prayers of petition. I think you mentioned that, or praise and fellowship. Just taking time, sharing your heart with the Lord. We say we want to get closer to Him, but then we never talk to Him. You know, if that's how you are, you know, think about how silly that is. We say, you know, how do we get close or make close friendships? Is by spending time with people. Spending time talking to them. This being Valentine's Day. How did you get to know your spouse? You spent time talking to them. And you know what? We need to spend time talking to the Lord. We say, I want to get close to Him, and then you don't make any time for prayer. You know what? We're not going to get too close to Him by not talking to Him. We're not going to get, that relationship isn't going to get closer when we don't spend any time talking to Him, sharing our heart, sharing our problems with Him, asking Him for help, asking Him for guidance. That prayer is the way we talk to the Lord. And we need to spend time talking to Him. We need to spend time praying. And the more we talk to Him and the more we spend time with Him, the closer He'll get. The closer you'll feel to Him. It's been said many times, and I think it wasn't just a while back, just a week or two or three that Samuel mentioned that if you feel like you've drifted from God, that you and God have drifted apart, it's not because He's moved. He hasn't gone anywhere. But we can get closer to Him by praying. By praying to Him. And we need to talk to Him. Not only by praying, but by proving His promises. Proving His promises. 2 Peter 1:4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. You know, God has promises in His Word for you and I. And we need to take those promises and claim them. We can trust what His Word says. I've mentioned it many times. It's just a little book, but it has all the different promises that God has for us in there. Now I've never gone through and made sure that every single one of them were there. So don't. For one of these days, I'm going to mention that promise book, and somebody's going to come back and say, "You know what? I know this one promise, and I looked, and I could not find it in that book." You know what? Way to go, and good job. And but the thing is, getting those promises, and finding those promises in His Word. And I'll tell you what you need to do is when you're dealing with a problem, you need to look up verses that have to do with that situation, that problem, what you're dealing with, and look up and find those verses and memorize those verses. That will help you. It's one of those, I've proved that before. It will help you. Now you know what that. If we're gonna find those promises, look up those promises and memorize them, you know what? That'll take a little bit of work on your part. That takes a little bit of effort on your part. You're gonna have to memorize them. But I'll tell you what. There's nothing like when the old devil tries to tempt you, and you can bring to remembrance and quote one of those verses that has to do with that. You know what? There's nothing like that. But like I said, you're going to have to put a little bit of effort forth into that. He's giving you the promises. You need to find them. Like I said, there are resources to find. It's not like you have to go after them cold turkey, you know, or like, where do I start? No, there are plenty of places to help you with that. But we still need to go find them and then take those verses and memorize them. That'll help you immensely in your Christian life. By praying to Him, by proving His promises. As it says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. Prove those promises. Do we have faith that He'll do it? Do we have faith that He'll work on our behalf? We can trust Him. He's faithful. Three, by praising Him. By praising Him. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 113. We need to praise Him. I think it'd do us all good to praise Him a little bit more. Really, and I think really more than a little bit. We could praise Him a lot more. He's worthy of our praise. You know, I read a quote, I guess it was of cliches that there were, and it said, we praised our way through the difficulty. And quite frankly, I could never remember hearing that one. You know, it's like, I've heard a lot of cliches. I don't so much remember that one, but the thing is, I understand the idea of it. You know, when we're faced with those difficulties, if we just praise Him, you know what? That'll help us get through it. We need to praise Him that He realized the fact that He's giving you exactly what you need. As I mentioned this morning, he won't give you more than you can handle, and he'll give you, and he knows exact everything that you face, he's okayed. It all has to go through him. And once we realize that and realize that he loves us, he knows what we can handle, he won't give us more than we can handle, and everything goes through him. You know what? We as Christians, we don't have so much to worry about then. Oh yeah, we'll find things to worry about. Don't get me wrong, you know. But the thing is, you know what? We need to remind ourselves when we start to worry or fret, or as I said before, not worry, because that would be a sin. We're gonna have Christian concern. You know, when we start to do that, if we remind ourselves that he's in control. He knows what we can handle, and he won't give us more than we can handle. And everything that's coming our way, he knows about it. He's approved it. You know what? We should just remind ourselves, you know what? My Heavenly Father knows I can handle this. He knows what I'm facing. He knows I can handle it. I just need to trust him and lean on him, and he'll give me the strength I need to succeed and to get through it. By praising him. And then not only that, we see we can get closer to him by practicing his presence. By practicing his presence. Remember in John 14, verse 18, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Practicing his presence. Seemingly many Christians forget, they're saved, they know they're on the way to heaven, but they forget the fact that the Lord's with them every step of the way. They go through life like they have to do it all on their own. If it all rests on them, and if they don't do it, if they can't do it in their own strength, it won't get done. But we need to be practicing his presence, reminding ourselves that he's with us, reminding yourself he's with us every step of the way. You know, if we'll do that, if we'll remember, you know, hey, what I'm going through, this might not be the easiest thing. You know what? It might even be the hardest thing I've ever gone through. But you know what? The Lord's there with me. He's there to help me. He knows what's best for you. He cares about you. And we start thinking with that truth that he's with us. You know what? We'll feel closer to him. He'll feel closer to us. We won't feel so all alone then. If we just remember and remind ourselves that God is with us. He's there. He's given us a home in heaven, and he's with us every step of the way, those of us that are his child. We need to pray. We need to prove his promises. We need to be praising him. And if we practice his presence, remind ourselves that he's there with us, we'll feel closer to him. If we put these things into practice, a year from now, next Valentine's Day, the middle of next February, we'll look back and say, you know what? I feel closer to God than I did a year ago. I feel closer to him. I've talked to him more. I've found the promises in his word, and I've applied them, and I've memorized those scriptures that tell me all that he has for me. And I feel closer because he's helped me through those problems. And I've praised him more. I feel closer. In praising him, it'll make you start thinking about what he's done for you. It'll help. You'll start thanking him for all that he's done, instead of griping about what he hasn't done for us. And then practice his presence. Remember, he's with you every step of the way.